previously on Mistakes Were Made in Greyhawk.
I cast Fireball.
Start preparing. Ready? Dude, you ready, Fireball?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you. I said I cast Fireball.
Hey, we get to remind our viewers, everybody. Viewers? Oh, shit. Have another drink. Our listener, rather, that this
are there
is
viewers?
The...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Pants.
I know. I'm kind of... Jesus. Cover up. We need to remind our listener that tonight is the 10th episode of Mistakes Were Made in Greyhawk.
Wow.
10. We made it. 10.
Nice.
10. Also a reminder that this is a 5th edition D&D campaign that is in a 1st edition setting, the world of Greyhawk, which is a world that... That's you guys.
Wants to kill us.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Love the enthusiasm.
I needed to find a place to click.
This is like Match Game 77.
I didn't know we were supposed to talk at that point.
Dumb Donald was so dumb.
Is it now?
How dumb is he? Okay. So who wants to do some recap for our 10th episode listener?
Not me.
Damn it.
Man, you've been deferring pretty heavily, David. But we'll allow it. Doc, what do you got to say for last episode?
Can you believe Keith is not a follower of the Advanced After Combat podcast? Jesus, I just look at his. Never mind. Sorry, keep going.
Yes, I really believe it. Let's see. We started off the episode in the Carnes with our prisoners, transporting them to Greyhawk, the city of Greyhawk. We stopped in. Celatan, maybe?
Keep going.
We stopped in some town.
Yeah.
Mining town.
Yeah, it was the mining town of Six Flags over
sure.
Steaming Springs.
Steaming Springs, yes. Should have remembered that. We stayed at an inn. We found some suspicious characters. Turned out that they were on their way back to the town of Elmhurst, I think. Elm something.
Elmshire.
Elmshire.
Yep.
To cause some trouble. And we kind of ascertained that with some sneaky stuff. And then Gut Boy talked them out of it with a very nice set of intimidation tactics. We continued on. We've got these prisoners. We've got mammoths. We showed up at Greyhawk. We stopped outside the city walls. We decided to send a messenger ahead to the diplomat from Ernst.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
The ambassador. Yep.
The ambassador from Ernst, yes. Mm-hmm. And we made action and we decided to meet the ambassador at the courthouse/jail. With these prisoners, we turned them over to the Castellan of Greyhawk, perhaps?
Yep, what that's right.
It? Okay. And it turns out Gut Boy was actually good friends with the Castellan, right? I think I remember that.
Yeah.
They go back. We turned them over. And then Mai had to finish her... drop off her water samples, which was the reason she and Rissian were in the Carn Hills, and so she met up with
Lynn
the Mage Lynn, and yep. We met up at the Purple Unicorn, which is inside the Silver Dragon, maybe?
That's correct.
Oh, that's where I would have had it, yes, Silver Dragon.
No.
Green Dragon is your gin joint.
Nope. Not correct. Silver Dragon is my spot.
Yeah, I think that's right. So maybe the purple unicorn isn't in the silver dragon. Maybe it's in, I don't know. Hold on.
It's in the
Gut Boy spot. It's in the Golden Phoenix.
It's in the Golden Phoenix.
The Golden Phoenix. The purple unicorn in the Golden Phoenix. Silver Dragon is where Gut Boy hangs out. Right.
Yep.
The Star of Selene is where Mai has an apartment above the turret. Okay.
And so then the Pyramid of Devotion is like, whatever. It's too much stuff.
So we met up with Lynn and had a discussion. Around the water samples. She was very interested in the water and the story. We eventually kind of gave her up these. We didn't have a water sample from the Queen Letitia section that Surian and Gutboy had done. That's what she turns out she really wanted. Gutboy negotiated the story of that.
Is that because Surian had it already?
I don't think you guys didn't have a sample, so we didn't have a sample to give
her. But it's on my leg. I have some beaded sweat on my leg.
Yeah, we didn't think of that. That would have been nice to think of at the time. You could have offered that to Lynn. I'm sure she would have loved it.
Sorry. I'm just trying to help. Just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, well, good work. Good work, good boy. Next time, why don't you do that? All right. I'm role-playing a bitch.
Stretch.
So we told that
you're doing a great job. Almost no effort.
It's just rolling off my tongue. So I think we ended up with a bunch of gold. We did not get the scroll, which I remember, because she didn't get the sample she wanted. And then we went outside, and there was some sort of something up in the sky, streaking across the sky, and that's where we seen it.
Big old fireball, nice. Heading eastward.
Toward the barrier peaks.
Well done.
Oh, nice.
Really helped.
So, let's just pick it up where you left off, right? So, we're here at the Purple Dragon.
Silver Dragon.
No. Golden Phoenix. The Purple Golden Dragon. Phoenix. The Purple Dragon, the Purple Unicorn dining room at the Golden Phoenix Inn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dragon inns.
I'm telling you, it's like one big Indian casino. I'm completely confused by all the names.
It's only 1.5 miles off the exit.
Hey, Pete, that's their word. I'm not allowed to use that word.
Casino? Oh, Lord.
No, casino. Casino's their word.
Oh, I
can't use casino.
Racist. God damn it, Pete.
Careful. This is an escape, remember. It's an escape.
Be careful. Okay. Casino's their word. Okay.
So, you are at the outskirts of said establishment. Let's just kind of use
the pronoun.
So, we're in
the street. We're in the street.
Yeah, you guys are out front. Did I update the ribbon? I updated the ribbon for you.
So, we're in front of there. So what are we going to do, Duck?
Yeah, so everybody was like, whoa! And you know, the whole quarter is out looking up to the sky going, whoa.
I remember. I've got like, you know, I'm going to go do the bionic woman eye thing and look at this thing in the sky.
Nice.
So we're at the...
I remember shit.
For the comet?
Okay, got it. Yeah, because the thing spit gas in my eye and now I can see super well, right?
You can with that one eye.
Yep.
Let's go on the assumption that you have seen celestial events before. Oh, drink!
drink!
I'm gonna go get a glass of wine. I gotta drink. I'll be back.
All right.
We have to promote that in this episode.
A
new drinking game. May or my?
That's right. May or my. Every time it changes. I may change it on purpose just to make people drink.
The password is my. Let's go on the understanding that you've seen celestial events before.
Seems reasonable.
This is quite unlike other events that you have espied. What's different about it is that the fireball doesn't quite look like a fireball would when a meteor is crashing down. You're enlightened enough to know what a meteor is.
Sure.
The movement on this object seems somewhat arrested. You can't quite make out the any details about the object itself. Still too far away. But the motion on it is quite different than what you've seen before when there's actually been a heavenly body crashing down to the Flannes.
Is it, what way does it, like, is it moving more erratic? Is it not moving in a straight line? Is it moving slower than I would expect it to?
It's moving slower. It's still arcing downwards, apparently making its way down mm-hmm. towards landfall. But it's not moving as fast as an object that's falling from the heavens that you've seen before.
Okay. Can I see SpaceX on the side? Is it going to land on a barge?
There's a red open-top sports car being dragged behind
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's not much more you can see.
Okay. I don't think we have Gut Boy back yet.
That's some glass of wine he's pouring.
I tell you. Hell of a pour. So, and you said it was kind of going into the west. Is it look like it's not going to come down anywhere near the city that I can tell, right?
Yeah, it's far up high enough that it doesn't look like it's going to land anywhere near.
Okay.
Yeah. And I may have said east earlier. I did mean west. Yeah.
I think you said west, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know, who knows at this point? I've had a couple beers on an empty stomach before dinner, so that's where
good
I am
work
right now.
That's
yeah.
good work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's my beer knocking against the microphone. So, hey, that's the kind of quality we provide here. With your pledge, you can keep up this kind
Act
of quality
now.
Programming.
That's right. How are you doing, Pete?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I think the thing that's keeping me sane is I go out at the end of the workday almost every day, even in the rain, and I set up my hockey net in front of the garage.
Game on!
Yeah, game on, car! and I take wrist shots and slap shots and stick handle for like hour, 90 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, it just clears my head. You know, that's mm-hmm. my thing. You just got to keep your head clear. Keep that goddamn head clear and chin up. So, you know, very much the old hockey adage of stick down, head up.
Mm. Good news. Good boy's back.
Really good boy's back.
Good boy's Yay, back with hooray. Probably a hell of a pour.
I guess. No, because the wife was there. She's already like, you already drank one bottle of wine. What are you doing? I'm like, yeah, well, this is it. She's like, you better not drink that whole bottle of wine that's left. I'm like, oh, no, I will. You already saw it. I'm like, are you going to bed yet?
I promise I will only have 12 of the 14 hands in this bottle.
Plus, there was gin before that, but whatever. We're fine. We're good. It's fine. That was prep. That was all prep. Prep's important. In gaming.
A good foundation.
Exactly. Like, a good foundation.
Like, I don't want to do a Cabal episode, but prep's very important.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could round table that.
So, Duck, how do you think I did on my first round table?
You did excellent.
I was a rookie round tabler.
You did. Yeah, it's almost like you know this podcasting game.
Well, it's kind of like my name gets invoked a lot. I'm always like, fuck! Like, or somebody says
by,
like,
by me, oh. mostly by me.
Oh, yeah, always by you.
Always
you
by
do,
me. Yeah.
You do always invoke
because me. Because I like you.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we're always going to be great friends. You know
I know that.
You're one of my best friends from podcasting. That's my point with the podcast. And like the best part about the podcast is you meet a lot of fucking guys who are great guys.
Yeah. It's
that's what these guys don't get. They think they're gonna make money or something.
Right.
Like,
right. Or they think famous. They're gonna make this professional thing, become famous, like get on TV or something. I don't know.
No.
I don't know what they're thinking.
You can't monetize my love. Don't even try. Don't mm-hmm. even try.
If you were the biggest dick. And you had a podcast, and you just broadcast it for Wargaming. Yeah, most people would hate you, But you're going to probably meet 20 guys who really like you. And those are going to be the guys that are your friends. You know, you're not going to make any money off of running a big time dickhead wargaming podcast, but you will definitely meet 20 guys who are as big a dicks as you, who you like playing games with.
Yep. So there you go.
So it's either that or make tens and tens of dollars. Your pick.
It's like that game development. It just doesn't stop.
Oh, yeah. You know, shit. Let me tell you about the vacation home I bought for Doom Medieval.
I know. And I just got Invasions, and I'm like, it's kind of like Medieval.
Some guy said, I want to make this game. I mean, that's really what Kickstarter's about, though, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, well, Duck and I were gooing over fucking Crawford today.
Yes, I love Kevin Crawford.
So good.
He's a good writer. I love reading his stuff.
Fucking spaceship is bananas.
Yep. That shit is bananas. I've been listening to a lot of 80s. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Anyway.
All right, so let's go. So we're in the
bar. So my will tell Gut Boy that, you know, it doesn't look like. So we see this fire streaking across the sky, and, you know, maybe she's going to put it in terms that Gut Boy might be understand, but,
okay,
you know, Gut Boy, when sometimes there's the rocks that fall from the sky, like shooting stars.
Got it.
This looks like one of those, but it's not moving exactly the same. Something's different about it. It's moving slower.
Ooh. Is it going to land on us?
No, it looks like it's going to land far to the west.
Okay. And why are you telling me this?
Because it's something I did with my bionic eye. So I felt like, you know, I should share.
You still want
to? Mai appreciates what Gutby's done. She right. sees his value.
Oh no, he's a major person. I mean, so we still want to go into the bar?
Well, we came out of the bar.
I thought we were going back in.
Were we? I forget. Were we going to talk to Lynn some more?
Well, did Lynn leave? No, she's still there, and people are milling around still, looking up, and the streak is going across the sky, and it's heading towards the horizon, and people are starting to walk away. You know, they're not able to articulate the difference with this. Well, first of all, how often does this happen? But second of all, it just the folks who are watching it aren't able to articulate that it seems weird the way it's moving. They don't have any reference for it, but they feel a little unsettled by what they see.
So real quick, GM, which bar are we in front of right now? Not the Silver Dragon, some other
correct.
Bar.
Correct.
What bar?
You are in front of. God damn it! Stop making me look shit
the
up.
The Golden Phoenix Inn.
Yeah, right. Like, just make it up.
The Golden Phoenix Inn.
We're in front of the Golden Phoenix.
The 647 Dunmore Avenue Pub. So Gut Boy is going to say, hey, if anyone wants to know where the source of that light through the sky is, we will be at the Phoenix Inn. Look up Gut Boy's Companionship. And I walk in. It doesn't even make it any like literal sense.
Yeah, Mai will like look at him with like a confused look on her face, and kind of look around, like, and see what other people are reacting, and then she'll just walk in.
So Gut Boy then is going to take a table in the bar and order a bunch of food
and beer. How did we leave it with Lynn? I forgot. Were we done with her?
Well, you were in the closing of the deal where you demurred on handing over the pebble. And she had made arrangements for, all right, you know, here's what I'm going to pay you, and I understand, da-da-da-da-da. And then that's when you were interrupted by the spectacle in the sky.
Should we just assume that we've reached, that she has enough information to arrange for the transfer and consider that closed? Or do you feel like we need to go talk to her somewhere?
Why don't you ask her?
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are still at our table? She's at our table, right?
Well, Gut Boy, you just trumped back inside, right?
No, we're going to get the table.
You're going to go back and sit at Lynn's table?
Here.
Are you going to sit at a different table, or are you going to go to Lynn's table? Because mine's behind you. Cause...
No, it would be my style to go at Lynn's table and then make it my table.
Okay, good.
I'll start ordering apps.
a lot of pickled things. I think, about the apps.
That's fine.
Yeah. Pickled gherkins for everyone.
The foot stoked fryer. Keep pushing. Get the fryer up.
All right, Maya will come in and sit back down.
And as you're leaving, or as you're going back inside, rather, Lynn gives the acknowledgement of, our business is taken care of. You'll see your funds.
Maya will incline her head.
And so Lynn,
does that mean Lynn doesn't want us to sit at her table?
Lynn's done. Yeah, Lynn's done. Good.
It's now our table.
We pick it. We table awkwardly next to her table, and then run our operation on that table.
Yeah, and a few people go back into the Purple Unicorn. You know, they kind of
where Dave should say, "I thought it was a Golden Phoenix."
It's the Golden Phoenix.
That's the Purple Unicorn dining room inside the Golden Phoenix. No, so simple, Dave. So simple.
No, because
even your GM's got.
I'm a courteous player, so I don't second guess my GM. It's clearly the Golden Phoenix.
Oh shit.
What's the name of the janitor, Pete? What's the janitor's name?
Street.
So I'm gonna signal an urchin to come over to me.
It's Maeve Dalpin, isn't it? I thought that's what right. the janitor's right. name.
It's Dalpin, how dare you. So I signal an urchin and when the urchin comes, I send a message to Stretch. I need Stretch to report to me immediately.
And were you going to have him locate Stretch? You haven't seen Stretch in 3.5 years.
It's in our courtyard state that we have. He'll go there and report there. All right. I have a network.
Okay. And
my property empire in Greyhawk stays afloat regardless of whether I'm there to manage it.
Does it?
Oh yeah, I'm a level fighter. I've invested at least 90,000 gold pieces in this real estate.
So you own it outright. So your bar tab, you're telling your DM that your bar tab and your outstanding debts.
Oh no, bar tabs are another story.
And people wouldn't have put a lien on any of your properties in your absence over 3.5 years. And
the Greyhawk doesn't have that kind of sophisticated legal system to track this up. And through various shell companies and different sources. It's all been hidden.
Off in the British Virgin Islands and the Seychelles. Sure.
Well, I mean, bar tabs are a funny thing because really want to collect them face to face with a 10th level fighter, they can become very dangerous.
Mm.
So there's a gentleman's agreement with most of the bar tabs. I mean, usually Get Boy is pretty jovial about it. It's fine. The jovial about it. He'll. That's fine. We get a bar tab here. I know I owe you.
So if
we want to get ugly, it can get ugly.
So the urchin, as you're flipping a copper to said urchin or whatever you're going to be paying the kid, the urchin says, You mean Stretch, who is managing the manager of the Silver Dragon?
Oh, snap.
Is somebody hiring away some of my best people?
I think we may have to have a reckoning.
Because frankly, he's one of my worst people. So I might just let him go. We'll see. Has not helped me once on a single adventure.
The kid goes, yeah, it's getting to be dinner and ale rush. I don't know if he'd just like come here right now.
So Stretch is too busy to come visit me?
That's what the urchin seems to be implying. It's up to you to find out.
Okay. All right, Duck. You got any adventure leads? My adventure lead is my bar manager won't report to me. what's your adventure lead?
Well, I mean, we got the fire in the sky thing. But then I've paid off my. Were there any adventure leads?
Gut boy, you do have a number of tabs to pay off. You still haven't paid off your tabs. You're coming into town with a 25-pound hunk of gold, other sundry items.
Okay, right.
Coins, platinum coins that are pressed with a white rose from thousands of years ago. All these things.
So time to cash out.
Yeah, let me cash out. Can I just roll my dungeon delving roll?
So cynical. So cynical.
So GURPS. Dungeon Fantasy.
The cash out roll. You're just walking up to the bar windows with your couple of chips. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do I have a particular guy that I would go to for this?
Well, let's say this, that the majority of the funds that you owe are, of course, going to be at the Silver Dragon. And you would imagine that it'd be easy to distribute the other paltry sums out perhaps from there. Or you could go out and visit each one on your own. Up to you.
Real quick.
Yeah.
For the behalf of the listeners, well, it might be fascinating to figure out how Gutboy pays all his bills. Is it possible I could pay all my coin and then pay off all my bar tabs?
Maybe there's an adventure in paying off the bill.
I don't think this would be interesting to follow through.
Yeah, but you support the GM. That's what I'm hearing. You're such a GM supporter.
Is there a way to just so I could just pay it off through just paying all the gold that we kept in this adventure? And
yeah, you could open up your app and just Venmo everybody. That's fine. However, you do have a significant bar tab over at the Silver Dragon.
All right.
Stretch is over there. He's
so managing can I pay every bar tab besides the one I owe at the Silver Dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I do that.
Can we insert some bar tab paying montage music?
All right. So once I'm done paying that,
sounds like we should go to the Silver Dragon.
No, we're going
to
RPG all the 16 joints other than the Silver Dragon that you owe. Yes, that's right.
So how much gold do I have left after that, Pete?
You have had to shell out
Jim's call.
No, 2,500 GP.
I have 2,500. Boy, Jesus Christ!
I have 2,500 GP left.
Everybody but the Silver Dragon.
So I have 2,500 GP left, and I paid off everyone.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going in there. I'm walking in through the doors, and Mai is with me.
Okay.
Hey, Mai, you want to buff me up before I go in? This might
be bad. I could.
Can you haste me? Is there a haste spell?
I can haste you. Do you want to be hasted?
Yeah, haste me.
Yeah, you should roleplay, talk real fast. All right, I'm going to haste him.
Don't worry, I can compress his voice in post.
No, that's good. You haste. That's right. I like it. I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
I can also, this might be a little racist, but I could enlarge you, if you know what I mean.
I don't know how that's racist unless it's racist if you think it's racist.
Well, I mean, your key attribute of your race is that you're small.
That's right.
Maybe that's racist.
Now I'm just normal.
Yeah, I can make you normal.
Size. I'm normal again. My dreams have come true. All right,
Gutboy,
I like being small.
Gutboy, what's it like to return to the Silver Dragon after all this time? Give us a little read
so
on what the room is like.
I'm looking at the front door you got here. I'm trying to play with your object you have.
Yeah, I'm going to say that the front door is actually right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Duck pinged it for you down.
Okay, got it. So I push the double doors wide open, and I'm like, where are all my drinking brothers at? Gutboy Barrel House, back in the house.
Okay.
Deputy Sheriff of Vernston, Slayer of Letitia, murderer, legally, of Berdur, controller of Stone Giants, and Sheriff of Elmshire, in here. Let's get some kegs out. So I'm cracking the kegs.
There's an initial murmur and then a rousing round of applause. Hooray!
Yes, still alive. I'm alive. Not dead.
And throughout the shouts and cheers, you hear, I thought he was dead. No, I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. He's dead, right?
Then some of you thought I was smaller. No, I'm this size.
Yeah, it is a warm welcome for you. Gut Boy, why don't you remind our listener your relationship with the Silver Dragon, the status that you hold there, and some of the...
So basically, in the Silver Dragon, I have always been a... first of all, I have an apartment above in the second floor. I've always been kind of a like de facto bartender or bouncer when I'm there. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if they have serious problems with people that come in, I'll respond at that point. So I'm kind of like an on retainer, like bouncer if there's serious trouble. But mm-hmm. generally, people shouldn't wear armor in here, and I'm allowed to wear armor because I am considered kind of an employee. So
and remind us of the quarter of town that this is located
in. It's in the foreign quarter of mm-hmm. Greyhawk.
Mm-hmm. Adjacent to the mercenaries, mercenaries
right, so
guild.
So the other point is that this is an area that is heavily populated by the mercenaries guild. So this bar is a mercenary bar.
Not a bad joint to head into if you want to pick up a little scuttlebutt, if you will. Right.
Right.
No.
Correct. So I'm gonna immediately grab a waitress and be like, "I need a VIP table now. I'd like that pink table up to the north. Can we get that room? Look at that, the champagne room just right to the north." Pinging it for the DM.
And she looks over and sees a number of reserve cards in there, and waves her arm at another member of the wait staff, and there's a young gentleman who runs over there and quickly removes the reserve cards and right this way. Mai, what's your reaction to all of this? This is not necessarily your kind of joint, is it?
Yeah, but you know, Mai is a very and very, 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 very intelligent person, and I don't know that this was that unexpected. She knows Gut Boy's full of shit, and so this is kind of...
Well, he's not full of shit because he has a fucking VIP room, so...
But having a VIP room is kind of like being full of shit in Mai's eyes. So, yeah, she's just going to have kind of a snide smile on her face. And follow along. Not making any waves.
You guys going to grab a seat?
Sure, why not?
All right. It is...
Gutboy tries to hold Mai's hand.
She's going to look at his hand like it's some sort of weird creature. And then just look at him like he's like with a look that says, like, I don't understand what you are.
He makes it like he's trying to high-five. Who's trying to high-five her? And she's the one that's wrong. Okay, that's fine.
And then her smirk gets smirkier.
This place is getting pretty packed. It's nice. It's dinner time. It's drinking time. And the
I love that we're sitting at a bar in the restaurant.
Yeah, and over here is the open cook fires that if you remember that there are a number of different kitchens on a couple different floors.
Is it like a Mongolian grill?
Yeah, it is. Just go in, pick out your meats, and put mm-hmm. it in a bowl, and just bring it up to the line. They'll cook
just
it for you right before,
just,
right before your
spin
eyes.
Around,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Gut Boy, you see any old friends?
Do we roll for that, or that's bad?
I think he's asking you.
You tell me. You tell me.
Yeah. Greyhawk in this bar? Yeah, I know some guys. Yeah. I know some bouncers and. So I call every one of the bouncers who usually works the tables. I'm like, hey, have you seen any people asking about me or anything like that or any kind of questions?
No, not for years. We thought you were dead.
Hey, what can you tell me about that meteor that just flew across the sky? You heard anything about that?
I saw it.
Meteor? Yeah, that's nice.
All right.
I saw it.
Send me one of the urchins. I need an urchin right now.
I demand an urchin. Gives you a look like urchin?
Oh, no, he knows what it means. He'll run off and grab an urchin.
Okay. And he heads out and comes back not 5 minutes later, and there's a youngster.
These are my silver dragon irregulars. All right. So I tell the urchin, I said, hey, go get me the information you can about that meteor that fell on the streets.
Nice Arthur Conan Doyle.
You like that? I'm telling him, go get any information you've heard about this special meteor that fell. Keep your ears open. Tell the others. There's a reward. One gold piece.
Ooh! And the kid runs right off. Zing! From a look of quizzicality on the child's face to a look of pure avarice. Yep, right out that door. Sure, you got it. Gold piece? Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. And you're settling in. What kind of food do you guys order? Where do you sit on the boat? Kidding. All right. So I did that. And you're there not 10 minutes. And let's see here.
So the bar puts up, the Silver Dragon puts up the banner, the pennant that tells everyone they got boys at the bar.
Oh, do you have a special?
That's right.
Pennant.
There's a special pennant that goes up.
It's not like you have like you're a member, just a member of the mug
nope.
club.
Good boy pays extra money. He pays extra money, so that pennant is flying. He's at the bar. He's in.
Well, it's a little moth-eaten and a little faded. It took them a little while to find it because we thought you were dead.
It wasn't complicated colors. Earth tones. All earth tones.
Mm-hmm.
So good boy, make sure that pennant is flat flying for the Silver Dragon. So any party that needs help or any wizard or whoever needs help knows that they can come to this inn and seek me out.
And this gentleman walks in and says, Master Gutboy, I thought you were dead. It is indeed Stretch.
Is it Stretch?
It's indeed Stretch.
Well, Stretch, what are your issues? You have a problem?
No problems now that you're back. I had to take other employment. I'm sorry.
How dare
I hope you. I hope you don't see this as a lack of faith.
I do.
But you were gone for 3.5 years. I waited 3 years until I took this. Yes.
Stretch.
Yes.
I really hope you understand that I'm really, really by your lack of faith in me.
I beg your forgiveness.
So if this would ever happen again, obviously I would have to fire you, right?
Oh no, Mr. Gutboy. This is a temporary. I can resign
Stretch,
right now.
Stretch. That's not what I asked you. I said if this same situation were to ever happen again, and you were to leave my employ without my permission, I would be obviously okay in firing you, right?
I understand.
So, why don't you go on with your duties for now, until I can figure out what I want to do with you.
Okay.
Do you know what your duties are, you moron?
Well, they are written on a piece of parchment underneath the bar.
Right.
I'm going to go tend to them.
Good.
And he's off and he goes back towards the bar.
Unhappy to Stretch.
If you could make a shrunken man that much more shrunken. He's gone from 5 foot,
general lack of respect.
Five foot naught to 4'7" after that drumming down. Yeah, drumming.
Not happy with Stretch. All right.
Yeah.
his shoulders are sunken, his paunch belly gets that paunchier, that much paunchier. It's not a good look for him.
See, wizards don't have to deal with this kind of stuff. Why do fighters, wizards, like that doesn't have to deal with any kind of like HR issues or.
I have issues. You have undead just not coming up right
you
now.
You have undead HR issues.
I got my own issues. We're in your haunt right now, buddy.
All right, so that's it. So I dealt with Stretch. What else?
Well, you do have a tab to clear up here.
In the Silver Dragon? I thought I paid off all my other tabs.
Every other tab, all other 16 tabs except for this one. This is the last one.
How much do I owe here?
45 hundi.
Oh, shit. I only have 2,500 gold pieces.
Well, you do have a 25-pound hunk of gold.
Oh, yeah. I'll give that to him, too.
Do you want to know that I actually spent some time on Saturday calculating...
Did you look up the spot price of gold?
I did. I checked the markets. Bro,
the ounce value in Greyhawk.
The Greyhawk open market.
In 1992.
Yeah, that's right. The Greyhawk Exchange. Look for the Greyhawk Krugerrand to see what their going rate is.
I unload everything.
Yeah, well, you have plenty.
Because he's been waiting for a while too. Like, I'll be honest. I'm like, it's fine. Like, he's been patient. I think of all people, the owner of the Silver Dragon Inn has been a patient innkeeper with me. He's been generous. Even when I've owed him money, and even when I've owed him money, he still employed me. So I'm willing to just fuck it. I give it all to him.
Yeah, here's the problem though.
Ugh.
The problem is that Ricard, the owner and operator of the Silver Dragon, is not available. And when you make a strong proclamation that you're ready to settle up, your pal Stretch comes back and says, well, he's been locked up in his room all day, and he doesn't sound right up there.
All right, Stretch. First of all, where's his room? And your voice is really annoying the shit out of me.
I'm just going to keep it going.
He's going to double down. He's doubling down. Stretch. Go
inspiration
take
point for the GM to unglue his top lip from his top teeth when he's talking.
Let's go. This happens when your GM married a girl from Memphis.
Next roundtable topic, GM voices and why we should never do them.
Oh, you're just fueling the fire now.
First of all, Stretch is one of my henchmen. He's not a fucking random NPC. He's a henchman. So
that is the truth. We are going to adopt first edition henchman rules for here. We're gonna grandfather those in because they're right and they're good. So especially for characters of your stature.
So I'm ready for Stretch to take us.
Yeah, so he's gonna take you on upstairs. I'm telling you, he's not right.
But I'm looking at the map. He's not. Are we changing the map? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to change the map.
Right. Sorry. Well, my wife went upstairs, so I'm going to get another wine. I'll be back.
Coast is clear. Duckulees, you need to do anything for yourself? You good? Well, he's away. I'm just going to make chair sounds.
I love how my drink turned into just straight gin eventually.
Dude, if my wife was asleep, I would be like straight wine, but she's still eyeballing me, so I'm like, fuck!
Oh, damn it.
I'm like, bitch, I can get a wine whenever I want.
Bitch, so you called her bitch.
That's where you grab the LaCroix. I'm just getting a LaCroix.
Yeah, that's right.
Pamplemousse. I'm good. Okay. So you go up to the very tippy top. You go past the floor where your private apartments are. You are quite pleased to see that the nameplate on your door at your private apartments has still been maintained. The room has not been rented out.
Is this whole upstairs my private apartments?
This floor isn't, right?
This floor is one above. There's like a little turrety kind of floor that is at the very top of the Silver Dragon. So this is the penthouse, if you will.
But I'm saying this whole area we're looking at, these are my apartments.
No. You are approaching the tippy top penthouse where Ricard lives. Yeah.
This is where special people get to live.
This is where the owner and operator of the Silver Dragon lives.
Fuck, I'm gonna live up here. All right, we'll see. One day.
We came up here because Stretch told us he wasn't feeling well.
One day.
You're trying to settle your pip. Sounds like a hook. We're going for the hook, baby.
Yeah, why not go with it? Now, well, the door's shut. There's a door here. Why don't you come on back over here? You're in the landing here. There's some stairs going up.
Well, Pete, we're going to listen at the door.
Is Stretch leading? Stretch knows this guy, right?
No, Stretch basically showed us stairs and then pointed at the door. That's the door.
Yeah, Stretch is the day-to-day manager of the joint. He does the dirty work, the day-to-day.
And I'm not happy.
That's his new gig.
Because that's actually not supposed to be his job. So
Understood. So is Stretch at the door or is he?
No, he's gone.
He's pointing out to us. Stretch is at the door. And he goes, Ricard's in there. And Ricard's in there and he ain't right.
Okay.
So I heard somebody say you're going to listen at the door. Is that what you're going to do, mm-hmm. Cowboy?
Yes.
Okay, give me a perception roll, please.
Mai will listen also.
Okay, both of you, please. Oh!
How do you like them apples?
Nice. Nice, Matt Damon.
I got big ears.
Oh, nice. 24?
Yes.
Gut Boy has tinnitus.
no, I rolled 11. 11's good. That's good.
Not good enough for listening at the door here.
Don't be a hater, though. I think you're being heard right there.
Okay, I'll take back my tinnitus comment. I'll save that for a much worse role.
I mean, all ears matter. Let's be honest.
Stop, oh, dude. Stop,
dude. Don't even fucking start.
Stop. Well,
I mean, I'm saying if you're going to keep making fun of me for not having these good roles, I think
okay.
It's always going to be too soon, dude.
Okay, we're in a happy place here. Happy place.
That's right.
Happy place.
No reminders. Okay. Reminders.
No reminders. Yeah. No reminders.
Don't make me flame out.
You'll kick yourself. I'm kicking.
Okay, don't make me kick myself out.
One more comment, I'm kicking myself out.
That's right. I'll do it. Don't think I won't do it.
He's like, he hasn't even posted the thread. He's like, I will kick myself out of here.
Oh my God. Okay. Hey, Dave, why don't you say my instead of May and have a drink? Good. So, all right. So, I'm really, really on guard. I keep looking at the phonetic that you have printed out in your player name down at the lower left. I'm like, I'm not going to fuck it up. Not going to fuck it up.
And yet you do. It almost makes it worse, doesn't it? It's great.
It really does. Uh-huh. So
maybe if I change it to say May, then we would say my.
Whatever it says down there is credo, and we will make people drink.
I should just change it. I should change it every once in a while.
Please do. Please feel free. It's been that kind of work week. You hear muttering in there, and it's along the lines, Ain't should have done it. Knew something was wrong with it. Ain't should have done it.
Man, poor grammar really pisses me off.
Oh. It sounds like meta. It sounds like a confession. It's a confession.
You're getting a meta inspiration point for that one. Yeah, so claim it right now, proudly.
All right.
Yeah, that's what you hear. Stored away. That's what you hear.
All right. I'll look at Gut Boy and like sounds like somebody's got a guilty conscience in there, Gut Boy.
Gut Boy doesn't know what conscience means. He's like, that sounds good. Like someone's guilty. He's like, yeah, let's go. Someone's guilty.
Now you're speaking my language.
And yeah. Yeah, what would you like to do? Our pal Stretch,
is the door locked?
Yeah, he looks nervous.
So we have to beat the door in to get in there.
Well, have we tried knocking?
You want to knock on the door?
Yeah.
We're going back to the SOP.
We could actually knock, or I could cast knock if you wanted to go that way rather than breaking down the door.
Yeah, are these the apartments of the Eternal Revelers again? What are we doing? Yeah. What's our SOP here, yeah. Right?
Are we concerned about the potential real estate value of the property?
Very topical.
Why the store door? We could cast knock.
You want to pay your bar tab, right? We want to see what's wrong with this guy. So I would knock because, you know, we're in Greyhawk. We're not in
Let's
car.
RP it. Let's RP it. Let's knock.
Yeah.
We knock on the door.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who's there?
Gut Boy Barrelhouse, Sheriff of Elm Ernst. Sorry. Elmshire. Wrong city. Sheriff of Elmshire. Open the door.
How do I know it's you? You're dead.
Nope, not dead.
Tell me your favorite dinner.
Every single dinner?
With sides.
Don't have a favorite. Love every dinner. Open the goddamn door, or I swear to God, I'm going to fucking knock every tooth out of your mouth.
Oh, my God, it's you.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Nice.
All right. Door opens. You guys walk in. Let me give you a friend.
Gut Boy should have become an oral surgeon because he's very obsessed with teeth.
Yeah, apparently.
Let's get you a friend here, all right? And going to go into my assets.
I love that this is the cartoon character episode.
Venture Brothers, and what's the name of the anime?
With the one that Megaman's in? That, Konosuba?
Konosuba.
God's blessing on this wonderful world.
Okay. Well, I did have soba noodles for dinner tonight. Mm-hmm. When I had dinner after a few IPAs, that's just where things are right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
You had soba noodles for dinner?
Well, with stir fried chicken and vegetables. Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's got like a wrap on or something.
Who?
The dude he put in the room, and he's got his arms crossed. That's some attitude, man. We shouldn't take that shit.
Well, actually, he's. Well, initially, that's an astute observation, but you notice that he's got his hands on his forearms, and he's scratching them. And
oh, no.
You look more closely at his forearms, and you see that they are scratched red, raw, and they're starting to bleed in places.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
I like that Pete initially says... Initially, that's an astute observation, Duck.
But it's actually stupid.
It was a kind of snarky yes and. I'll take that for a dollar.
Yeah,
I'll take that for a dollar. Fine.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic from my staff and see if anything looks like is lighting up on this guy. Like there's something going on with him.
He comes back clean. You wave your black light wand over him and he's clean. He's clean.
Okay.
All right, so what's his deal?
Well, you might want to talk to him.
Is there a weapon out?
What's this guy's name again?
Ricard.
Ricard.
So Gut Boy's like, hey, Ricard, what's going on?
I thought you were dead.
Yeah, enough of small talk. What's up?
Whoa. And he starts pacing. Whoops. That's me grabbing aspect ratio. He starts pacing back and forth. I do an
attack of opportunity.
He starts pacing back and forth.
Because he left your...
Attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
And Duck is aiming.
Signature move. Mai is going to say, Ricard, is something bothering you? By the way, my name is Mai-Name-san Silphir. I don't know that we've met.
Oh, I know you. And he keeps pacing.
Can you tell me what's bothering you? Seems like you have something on your mind.
Let me talk to Gut Boy.
You want to talk to Gut Boy alone?
Yeah.
Come into my office.
All right. Mai will stay outside.
And he goes off into the side room here.
So Gut Boy looks over at her and is like, yeah, I'm important too. Like, I can do it. Like, I do things.
she gives him a very condescending smile.
Right. So I'm like, all right, what is it?
And then she listens at the door.
Mai, stop peeking around the
corner. No, she's just listening at the door. Remember, she's got those big ears.
That's right. World of Warcraft elf ears. That's good. We'll go with it.
Right. Right.
I think I fenced a good I shouldn't have fenced.
What was it? Let me tell you now, the best approach is always to be completely honest at this point, because you've already admitted that you did it. So just give me everything and it'll be much cleaner. And in the end, you'll be much happier.
I know who I'm dealing with. You.
Who?
Gut Boy Barrel House.
So let's do it. Give it to me. Woo!
Well.
Should I roll Intimidate?
Go for it. Yeah. Go roll if you'd like. Looking it up. Finding the right spot on the UI. Almost there. Ready to click. And it's 15. Yeah, he actually...
That's still a good roll.
He actually goes over to this chair over here and sits down.
Oh, God. Why are we moving rooms? All right.
And puts his... takes his arms away from his forearms.
Before he sits on the chair, I search the chair for weapons.
Give me a roll.
Common police procedure.
Give me a roll.
No roll necessary. Common police procedure.
No, give me an investigation roll.
God damn.
So that'd be a 6.
Not good. But did I have advantage?
No, you do not. Okay.
All right.
You do not. You don't see anything. You're not able to get a good look. The guy, Ricard, sits down rather quickly. What you do notice is that he puts his arms or his hands on the armrest. He lays them flat down. He seems to be breathing much more normally than he was before. He was nigh hyperventilating earlier. And he says, I can always be straight with you, right, Gut Boy? I can always trust you, right?
It's just you and me in here. And Mai, meanwhile, is leaning around the corner with her ears listening.
Gut Boy, you know I do some side business from time to time, right?
Who authorizes it?
Well, nobody.
This is your own stuff? You're not getting any kind of like justification or authorization from Greyhawk?
No. You know that.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you know I
buy... I'm asking the questions here.
Okay, but you know I buy and sell stuff, right?
Okay. So what's going on?
I think I fenced something I shouldn't have.
Spill it.
It's a sword.
Why wouldn't you? You know I would have bought a sword if you had a sword on the market. Those are awesome.
I thought you were dead. I had a very particular buyer, and she was quite interested in its provenance.
I hope right now Maya's a good note taker. I'm assuming Maya's our
scribe, remember, from episode 9.
Because I think we're about to
everyone,
get dish.
Everyone has their swim lane.
We're about to get some dish. Okay. So tell me about the sword.
Huh? This is why there's a fucking recording. I don't write shit down.
Yeah, Duck, this is where you cast the invisible servant spell. The invisible servant scribes everything.
I spend hours editing this podcast. I can't remember stuff.
Yeah. I want that spell in real life.
So dish it.
Well, yeah, sometimes you come across a certain item that has a certain value or perceived value, and well, it was this sword, and came in here to town through some adventurer type who I haven't really seen before, down on his luck kind of barbarian sort, and he heard word that I'm a person who can make purchases of certain powerful items without questions asked, and apparently this sword must have some kind of aura about it or some such, because well, the moment it came into my possession, there was immediately a buyer who almost seemed to have some sense that this object may have come into my possession.
Who'd you get it from?
This barbarian sword.
What kind of sword is it? What does it do?
Well, I'm no magic user, but it's of a pattern and design and inscribed with runes that...
If you think for a minute that I believe that you would not have a magical weapon analyzed by a magic user in Greyhawk to determine its full value, you must think I'm a fucking idiot.
You know me well. Look, it may be.
What was it? What did the magic user say it was?
It may be. Hang on. I can't remember the
name. I know. I'm putting pressure on the DM right now.
He goes. He goes up to the bookcase there where he has ledgers and suches, right? And he goes, "It may be one of the blades of Korosk. Maybe.
Tell me of the blades of Korosk."
Above the table, you know that Surian's monastic sect has a decided interest in tracking the location of the Blades of Korosk. There are 5 of them, and when they are brought together, they can be brought into one in Voltron-like fashion.
I'm so glad. Inspiration point for the DM for using Voltron.
There's the green blade, the blue blade. Okay. But yeah, there are 5 swords, and they have an initial purpose to bring back a barbarian god from the north, although they have rumored other powers to summon and banish gods of any pantheon. So this is one of the 5.
It's not Ayuz, is it? Is it Ayuz?
You're outside. You're outside.
No, oh, right. Never mind. But I'm talking above the table. I just want to know. I gotta know.
May, you know that Ayuz has
everybody
had...
drink.
And where is this blade now?
Well, I sold it.
You motherfucker. Who'd you sell it to?
This woman, And she gave her name as Prit. Distinctive looking woman.
Where does she reside? Within the city?
She's an outlander for sure.
Where is she now?
I don't know. I mean, if I knew, I might try and do something about it.
This is a huge city. Where do you possibly find her?
He's completely cowed by you, gut boy. He knows he's done wrong. You're asking the hard questions. He's pinned back in his chair.
All right, so Gutboy's going to move over. Gutboy's going to move over to the gap in the doorways,
mm-hmm.
where Mike can whisper. He's like, "Should I ask him? What else should I ask?"
How about you ask him what she looks like?
My friend has questions for you also.
What's this guy's name again?
Ricard.
Like Picard with an R.
Yep, that's right. You got questions? Are you coming in? Are you coming in, May?
Does they have a drink when you say the name that I have down on the bottom, or just when it switches?
Yeah, it's intentional. That's intentional.
I don't know anymore. I did that on fucking purpose. Anymore. Yeah, I know. It's perfect. Yeah, Mai will kind of drift in the door and kind of look at Ricard, and she say, "As a adventuring companion of Gutboy's, we certainly work together. Do you mind if I look to this as well?
I tried to spare
I haven't heard everything
this.
You've said already.
Yeah, I tried to spare you from this, Ricard, but you've left me no choice.
I'm in a lot of trouble, and whatever help and whatever I have coming to me, I think I'm in over my head.
Yeah, I think you should seek allies where you can find them. So, what was the name again of the woman?
Prit. With two T's.
What does she look like?
At least phonetically. I didn't see her handwriting or anything. She's a striking woman. Striking.
Is she a warrior?
No, she doesn't have the stripe of a warrior. More eldritch. Olive skin and shock white hair. And
sounds a lot like Lynn.
Purple robes that aren't quite purple.
Does Mai recognize this as Lynn?
Yeah, let's not even roll for that. Let's just roll with your duck intuition. Your duck sense is tingling. Yes.
Yes. So Mai will look at Gutboy and kind of like try and like convey a message. BRB. So let's just assume that there is some comedic interlude while Gutboy like doesn't understand.
Yeah.
And then she has to go to Gutboy. It sounds like Litz Lynn. And just so Ricard can't hear. And
sure.
Yeah. So let's see. Is there anything else I want to ask Ricard? So you had this sword. And remind me again where you got it.
From a barbarian who came in down on his luck.
And did he tell you anything about where he found it?
He found it alongside the lake at what he said was the site of some battle. He didn't get into specifics, but he said, strangely, it was just lying there.
Alongside the Near Deep? The lake?
Yes.
Okay. My will scratch your chin in a rather cute fashion. very interesting. And how soon after you acquired it did this Prit make herself known to you? And how did she make herself known to you?
It's a little strange because it was within a day and through one of my most discreet channels. There are ways that I meet buyers and sellers, and this one is one who deals with the best clientele.
And did she give you what kind of, and I'm not going to ask the specifics, I know a businessman and man such as yourself wouldn't reveal them, but were her terms good?
They were lucrative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did the conversation you had with her, did she say anything of what she wished with this sword, or did you get any hints as to, you know, why she wanted it?
A collector of ancient artifacts, and this one, as I was telling Gut Boy, is by every look of it ancient.
Okay. Would Mai know about the Blades of Rosk legend?
She would. Okay. And Ricard also conveys that it was rather strange that she didn't go through the rigor that many of my buyers would in Pawn Stars fashion, if you will.
Mm. Validating.
I got a buddy who knows comic books. I'm going to give him a call.
You know, there was none of that. She just bought it outright.
Okay.
Like she knew.
And how long ago was this, Ricard? When did she buy it?
A day. I mean, this is all within the past 48 hours, and I feel cursed.
But you don't know where she was. Dave is Dave talking? He sounds so far away.
Dave's lying on the shag carpet. Face down.
We can hear you. It sounds like you're 100 yards away.
How about
now? No? Slightly nope. Better, but not
keep
really.
Keep going.
Closer. Get closer.
Warmer.
Warmer. That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay-ish.
My mouth is almost on the microphone.
Okay. Is it pointed in the right direction?
Literally, I'm almost on the microphone.
Good.
Well, okay, this is the sound.
Does she know where they are now?
That's right, yeah. Although we probably have a better assessment of where this person is now than he does. Since we just left her at the Golden Phoenix.
Yeah, the deal was done. I don't know where she went off to after that.
Okay. Mai will like look at Gutboy and kind of raise an eyebrow, like trying to convey, I know who this is.
Okay, I'm going to grab a beer. I know that Dave just realized that Monica's in bed and filled up his wine glass. but I'm going to go refill my my beer, and I'll be
very
right back.
Well. Yep, all right.
This will be our first official interlude, and we'll have some music at this point. We'll figure it out.
Will we? What if Dave and I keep talking? How are you going to record over that?
I will.
Impossible.
I will just drop a beat underneath your conversation.
How's my shreddy balls now?
Oh, it's
very much
good.
Better.
It's
so much
good.
Better.
It's
much
so
better.
Good.
How about
Dave and I are going to talk about All Lives Matter.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. No.
Duck, you triggered. Can't handle
it. I just triggered myself.
You're going to trigger your own self.
Self-trigger. Well, I can ban myself, so why can't I trigger that?
Red checkbox. I'll be right back.
Dude, I'm almost ready to go to bed because I'm so tired. I didn't sleep at all last night.
Why didn't you sleep?
Because I was fucking stressed over my house situation.
Oh, yeah. That's, I understand. That's tough.
I mean, how does
you that... you can sleep more, right? You've got tomorrow.
No, I'm actually supposed to be working tomorrow, but
oh really? You're not on your same schedule as before?
No, everybody's working 5 days a week now.
Oh Jesus, that sucks. Maybe you can take a nap. I find it like, yeah, I've got afternoon meetings. It's like I just set an alarm and then I take a nap.
I do the same thing. I do have an after lunch nap. I don't know how I would get rid of that.
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough. I mean, well, you're going to be retired now. You're easing right into it. It'll be good. They've told us we're going to be working from home. Probably, I bet I'm working from home through at least next year, which I'm not upset with. It's okay. I can handle it.
No, I can kind of do my entire job from home.
Right.
So,
yeah, I definitely can. The problem is when I'm home, I'm not as good about actually doing it. But. Yeah.
Well, you might have more actual stuff you have to do than I do.
Yeah, perhaps. But, you know, all I got to do, like, yeah, I just got to convince people that I do things. That's the important thing. It's all Jedi mind tricks.
Yeah, my general job is just making sure that everyone's okay.
Yeah. Well, you coordinate things, right? You're a manager, a leader.
Checking with people, make sure they're okay, everything's going okay. And...
Right. Yeah, you're responsible for their output and making sure everything's running smoothly. Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yeah, that gin is hitting me kind of.
I know, right. I feel the same way. Yeah. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a sec. Right.
Okay. Maybe I'll monologue. So Pete can drop a sick beat over top this monologue. There's an 80s song with a monologue. Hold on, I should look that up.
You guys there?
I never left. Dave went to go pee. Or something, I don't know.
Or talk down Monica.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. I wanted to remember the 80s. I have my 80s stream going on Amazon Music, and some rap song came on where they're like talking over the beat. That's what I wanted to monologue like that, but I can't figure out what I was hearing.
You got give me a hint. What was the rap about?
I don't know.
Friends, how many of us have them?
No, friends. Wasn't friends. No, no, no. It was something I've heard it before. Jesus Christ! I'm rolling through my playlist. Wow, this looks
is
awfully
it, is it like super old school, like rip rap rippity doo? Is it that kind of stuff, or is it?
It's from the 80s. This is annoying. Why isn't it showing me what it played? Do I need to refresh this? Why did I listen to that twice? Jesus. Sexual healing? Did that really? I don't remember listening to sexual healing.
I think that's come up in one of our other podcasts. I think that's like Jersey 83 Fair.
Yeah. It's the one where they're actually like talking about laying down sick beats.
Wow. That's half the 80s. Yeah, I'm really tapping into my Jersey roots there and thinking there's plenty of options there.
Well, I'll figure it out eventually. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Might you got Shazam on your phone? Get that Shazam going. That'll help.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to admit that I have wantonly spent money on D&D Beyond, and it's been totally worth it.
Excellent. Well, I mean, I gave you money to spend on.
Yes, you did.
So I enabled you.
You did.
So I'm happy about that.
And I've continued the trend because it is nice. I'm gonna give them a little shout. It is so super helpful having if you do two things that you make a purchase of Player's Handbook and Monster Manual, and you've got 90% of your shit covered here.
Nice.
So when you create encounters and everything, you have all the monster stats and the stat blocks, and then when you hover over stuff in that stat block, if a monster has a special ability or something, you click right on it, and there's that special ability comes up because it's referenced in the Player's Handbook. That's 90% of it right there. It's wonderful. You know, so I'm like always kind of crazy about, like, you know, this goes way back. It's like, hey, I bought that Joy Division album on vinyl back in 1987. Why am I paying $10 again for it now in 1991 on a CD? But I don't know. You do it because you love it.
Right.
You want the other form factor. Same thing here.
Understood. Yeah. I mean, if they make it work,
they do.
It's seamless, they do. Then yeah, sure. You know, reward them for that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I was this close to paying for Roll20 because I've seen, you know, I see the dynamic lighting thing. I kind of understand what it is. There's a bunch of scripting stuff on Roll20. Mm-hmm. If they talked about someone had written a script to import character sheet GCS into GURPS on Roll20, but it does not work anymore, apparently.
Oh, okay.
But at one point, there was a script that did that. But in order to use scripts, you need the highest level access on Roll20. Hey. And I was at the, like, so I'm at, like, you know, the limit is 100 megabytes for files, and mm-hmm. I have to set up DCC for Sunday, and I was at, like, 98. I was like, I'm just going to
fucking
pay.
Well, you got so many White Rock assets you pack it in there, right?
Well, no, I mean, it's total. Like, I had all the kids on stuff, so I just, anyway, I almost hit the buy button, and then I just went in and cleaned out all the kids on bike stuff. So, oh, well, there you go.
Hey, boys, I'm going to need to get to bed pretty soon because I've been up for, like, probably 23 hours of the last 24 hours. So.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
Pete wasn't here. He's worried about the house, so he didn't sleep well last night.
Yeah,
no I don't.
It's a stressful time. It's totally understandable.
So I'm ready to go to bed whenever we're done.
Okay.
Do you want to?
I'll let Pete decide. Maybe can we wrap it up in 10 minutes?
Yeah, we can. We can. Okay. We can absolutely wrap it up in 10 minutes. So where did we leave off? There was grilling of Ricard. You were talking to him about the item that you were fencing. The he had fenced. There was talk of the buyer. You figured out that this Prit was probably, chances are, 100%.
I mean, how many purple robed, white haired mages are there in Greyhawk? I mean, my would probably know. I don't think that's a stretch.
Correct.
And the silver dragon irregulars probably figure out the origins.
Yeah, we would have been able to figure it out pretty quickly.
Correct.
So, so I think, I think we left it when Dave had to go to the bathroom that Mai was trying to give the gut boy the sign, like, let's go. I think we've gotten everything we can get here.
Oh, all right.
Fair enough. Anything else, Gut Boy? Are you gonna?
Nope.
Are you gonna eat?
That's okay. Good for me.
Okay.
So, I guess. Well, I don't know how you want to go to the wrap up, but my next question would be: what does Mai has worked for Lynn/Prit? What does she know about this person? I mean, and Mai would be pretty familiar, like, if she's a mage in Greyhawk, right? There's the guild. I don't know if Lynn
is
in the guild or how, you know, how she reached out before.
Yeah, that's super fair. Lynn is definitely an outsider. And the way that you met, you might want to fill me in on this and our listener. But given that May, I don't know. I'm gonna drink either way.
Everybody right? just drink.
Everybody just take a big old bowl. All right. So Mai is all about the power grab, and she's about getting every advantage that she can. So I don't think you asked too many questions when Lynn approached rather out of the blue and gave you this deal to say, hey, go out to the Cairns, get me some water samples, and I'll give you this prismatic spray spell that is two levels above your capability right now. You're about the power grab, so you know, if you want to add in a little color there, but really the idea is you didn't ask too many questions when somebody said, I got some powerful shit here for you in return. For what
shiny toys. Shiny toys will make my very happy.
What seems in return for a relatively trivial errand that was well paid.
She would have had to show me the spell but she could have proven the bona fides, and I'd be willing to overlook some uncertainties about her origin.
That's effectively it.
Okay. Yeah. So Mai knows she's not a regular on the internal Greyhawk circuit, but maybe maybe what we want to do is we want to go. Now there's a little danger here. We could go to the guilds and ask about this person. Of course, if Dromage is around, things could get sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm...
Go ahead. You guys, you might remind our listener who Dromage is.
And I don't think our listener has heard this, but this was backstory that I gave to our GM. So,
yes.
Dromage is one of the Archmages in the Magician's Guild of Greyhawk, or whatever it's called, and Mai may have been his apprentice / lover for a while. They may or may not have gone on an adventure where they found the staff of the Arch Magi that Mai carries around, and Dromage may still be a little bit pissed that he doesn't have that staff and that Mai Nunger will bang him.
Very good. Very good.
So, you know, it's one of those, you know, and Mai might be, you know, I don't know. There's he's an attractive man. You know, he is a human. there's probably still some. He's very powerful.
She likes and powerful he may mages. Or may not have a body pillow of Mai. So.
Maybe he does. It does. You know, the obsession may go both ways. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. All right, so are you guys heading out and just leaving poor Ricard to sit there like a like a clump of clay in his chair?
Yeah, Cupboy is going to go lay down in his bed in Ricard's bed and go sleep.
He's LARPing it. I'm going to sleep.
Gutboy is really tired.
Gutboy, as you...
Oh, so tired. You're still going to make me role play.
Exhausted. Maybe we just seed it here, Petey. I'll let you make the call. I'm okay with it.
Let's see here. Mai, where are you? Mai, where are you? Gutboy goes off to bed.
Gut boy goes off to bed. Mai will like
good
roll
night,
her eyes.
Good night, everyone.
I think maybe she doesn't need you up for this. So go to bed, Dave. Mai will. Bye. Gut boy went to sleep. Mai will go to the. She will risk it. She will go to the. Is it called the guild?
All right. So. Mai's effectively going down the stairs, right? She's out. Gut boy's like, absolutely. I'm crashing. Yeah, I'm gonna crash into this guy's pad.
Yeah. Well, she's not the most socially adept person.
No.
She's gonna tell Ricard. Look, I think we can help you. Just you know, try. Why don't you stay here? And keep Gut boy company. Maybe you guys can relax for a while. Good boy. Maybe he had a little too much to drink. You know, you guys relax. I'll go see what I can find out.
All right. And he's at the entryway here. You know, you're at the entryway to the stairs. He's at the entryway to his little office there. And he kind of gives a quick nod of the head and he's scratching his forearms again. His arms are folded.
And she's gonna lay his hand. She's gonna like reach out and touch him. She's like,
"Well, where are you? Well, you're here. Where are you?"
Yeah, I'm.
Okay.
Before we leave, I'll say I'm up there. And she's gonna say, "Why don't you just go like take a bath and you know relax a little bit?"
Okay. And he, that might be a good idea. A little soak.
And yeah. she's gonna head out. She's gonna head upstairs, look for Stretch. And if she finds Stretch, she's gonna give him an update on the situation. She's like, "I think Gut Boy passed out, and I think Ricard could use perhaps a could you send a maid up to make sure you know he gets a bath and kind of gets himself cleaned up, because he doesn't seem like he's doing so well."
No, he's not, and I'm right here.
Maybe he has a favorite barmaid or something that could, you know, coax him to relax.
Yeah, it's a little interesting that Stretch is right there, but he's there, and he's like, yeah, and and as this happens, you hear this sound of bamf.
What was that?
Inside the bedroom.
Okay.
And a figure appears.
I think Mai would probably go investigate that sound.
Yeah, she does. And it is a... You might want to step back a little bit because we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
She sees that it is indeed a Githyanki warrior that has teleported into Ricard's bedroom and scene.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay, this should be fun.
And there we go. We'll leave it there.
I like it. That's a good scene. And we'll did it even there. after and Gut Boy's like
you know, I think it's very meta. Dave's not it is. For any of this because he's just gonna wake up and go, "What's happening?
What's happening?"
There's only a Githyanki warrior at the foot of your bed.
Nice. Very nicely done.
Good.
Good. My. Nice job, Pete.
Send me to sleep, sing me to sleep. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep. And then leave me alone. Don't try to wake me in the morning. I will be gone. Don't feel bad for me. I want you to know. Deep in the cell of my heart, I will feel so glad to go. To sleep, sing me to sleep. I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Sing to me, I don't want to wake up on my own anymore. Don't feel bad for me. You to know. Deep in the cell of my heart, I really want to go. There is another world. There is a better world. Must be. Must be. about.